Are there circumstances in your children's life that make them feel like they're in prison? When your children are down about being sidelined and excluded, how do you pray for them? There will be times in your children's lives when they will feel boxed in by constricting circumstances. Perhaps a sickness keeps them in bed for several days in a row. Perhaps an injury prevents them from joining fun activities, so they have to sit on the sidelines while others play. Perhaps they are stymied by their inability to master a new skill, or maybe you have had to ground them for misbehavior. They may think God has grounded them, and while you might wish you could do something to alleviate the situation, you may be unable to help. What has to be. So the very best thing you can do is pray that they will learn patience and keep a positive attitude. Children often have very little patience and become bored quickly. They moan and groan, "No one cares how bored I am," just after you finish listening to them. It can be very vexing to hear their complaints when there is little you can do, and when what they are going through is trivial compared to what you and others are forced to put up with. Besides praying for your kids, you may need to pray for yourself that you will have patience and not lose your temper. Yes, your children should respect your authority and learn to put up with a little boredom uncomplainingly, but be aware that they are already stressed and don't ride roughshod over their feelings with demands that they be quiet. The Bible says, "Fathers, don't exasperate your children so that they will not lose heart." Colossians 3:21. This trial will soon be passed, and they will be free to join in on group activities again. Until then, you may need to pray and bite your tongue at the same time. Lord, I pray that my children will have patience and an uncomplaining spirit when forced to sit out on fun activities. But because they're only kids, meaning I'll probably have to listen to a fair amount of grumbling, I pray that you will give me patience and a slow temper. Help them respect my authority and help them demonstrate wisdom and understanding. Father, help us all to get through this difficult time. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.